The kiosk located at the back of the field, early successional habitat, tells a little bit about each one of the projects that has gone on here. There's a long-term birding study that used mist nets to tag a variety of bird species that use the open habitat and also the forested habitat, both upland and wetland, to monitor use by various bird species. Over time, more than 70 species of birds have been recorded here on the Kubler Pain Tract, and that's something that you wouldn't get a very good picture of by just monitoring for a year or two. It took a number of years to accumulate that high level of bird diversity knowledge. There's a description of the bluebird trail that shows the location of the nest boxes both on the Nasawango property and also on neighboring properties. In addition to that, and an important part of this trail area now is the fact that we've dedicated it as part of the old growth forest network. Joan Maloof, who's a retired biology professor at Salisbury University, started this ambitious project after she retired. She has the goal of establishing a similar area of protected forest that will be allowed to develop without any type of forest harvesting to either currently be or eventually become what's known as old growth. And this is the one that we've dedicated to that program in Worcester County, Maryland. Her goal is to have one in every county that has forested land across the country. And she's accumulating quite a number of those since kicking this project off. And we're happy to have this be one of them.